This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
And your new number one, debuting in first place with 180,000 copies.
Rancid!
No.
What?
Is it Lord?
No.
Oh. Lord will be this upcoming week.
Yeah, this coming week. Then she probably will be number one. Katy Perry, Witness, is number one in the country.
That's good for her.
Yeah, after all that promotion, 180,000 copies.
Did you say, so Phoenix didn't debut in the top 10? And Rise Against did?
Yeah.
And Rancid didn't debut in the top 10.
Was Phoenix last week or the week before? Two weeks ago?
I think Phoenix was 2 weeks ago.
Because
this week I bought Royal Blood and Portugal the Man. Last week I bought Roger Waters, Phoenix, and Rancid.
Yeah. Nope, none of them.
Huh. All right.
Good for Katie. Good for her. They're saying it's a little disappointing.
What is?
The
number
sales.
One?
Well, oh. It's nice to be number one. But Teenage Dream sold 192,000 in its first week, and Prism started with 286,000. Was Prism the last one?
And what's this one at?
180.
Maybe it has to do with her fight with Taylor.
I was going
to
say, I feel like it's been a really bad look for her, all this.
I agree.
This PR.
You know what looks better? Just not talking about it.
She started
She did start it. She answered the questions, and she didn't seem to want to shut up about it when she started talking about it.
Well, and then she just changes the whole tone to, I just want her to be happy.
Right.
I just want her to be good. And
right. I'm looking, it's all love.
Yeah. Okay.
Wish we could just put it behind us and be besties again. I just think this is funny. You know, people are always torturing each other on social media or whatever else. And I just think this is a really creative way of just mild torture. It's not hardcore torture or anything. This guy, he is a Ben Sasse is his name, or possibly just Sass, but he's the Nebraska Republican senator, and someone signed him up for every Nickelback newsletter and fan page and every single one of his emails, even ones that are defunct now.
Ben Sasse of Nebraska is a huge Nickelback fan.
Apparently not.
What?
He's not a huge Nickelback fan, but somebody signed him up as though he were. He tweeted, to whoever just subscribed my email accounts, family work, obsolete, to multiple at Nickelback promotional and fan newsletters, it's not funny. Mm-hmm. Kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's like a low-key torture. Like, there's another Nickelback. I mean, you can't.
Nickelback.
Unsubscribed all of that. Poor Nickelback.
Those guys are so beaten. I was actually just reading a story last night in bed because I couldn't sleep for whatever reason about I guess they're launching a new album.
Yeah, we just played tracks off of it last week.
Okay, so he's talking about his polyp surgery.
Mm.
And I guess he couldn't talk for a couple weeks. And then he was talking about how he had to do this rehab. And then he got out to his car after this rehab and put this car stereo on and went to sing and was like, he sounded great. And he was so happy.
Oh.
But he actually says something like, the quote was, I still just sounded like the DB from Nickelback or whatever. The loser from Nickelback. But it was nice to be me again.
Able to sing.
But he just had that self-deprecating, like, I still know I'm the guy from Nickelback, everyone.
There was a story last week.
Don't get carried away.
I guess people give the Chainsmokers. I feel like the Chainsmokers have nothing but hits, and I don't really know too much about them, but I guess that they're, you know, they have their own group of haters. And I guess that the guys from Nickelback were giving them advice on
how to accept
the hate. And they were like, you know, thanks so much, Nickelback. Based on your years of experience of getting hated, you know,
yeah,
we appreciate it. We'll keep our heads held high. Bob Barker.
Yeah.
For years, he was the Price is Right guy. Was he Let's Make a Deal or the Price is Right?
Price is Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and he's a big animal activist, but he is 93 now?
Yeah.
He had a fall at home. Paramedics came and took him to the ER. I guess he was
Bye, Bob.
Don't say that. What are you doing? he was in the bathroom of his Hollywood Hills home last week. He slipped, fell, and hit his head.
Oh, you know that's the end.
He called 911, and paramedics showed up to check him out, but he didn't want them taking him to the hospital by ambulance, so I guess his housekeeper drove him. No blood, no visible injuries, but he was shaken, which is understandable. You fall, you hit your head, you're 93 years old. You're like, you know what? Let's go in for a checkup.
That sound alone is so scary. I've hit my head so many times, and that sound will make you. And the times where I've hit my head so hard and thought, I've got to really have done it this time. And then you don't. You go, I got a helmet head, man. I don't get it. Just keep going. I don't understand.
Well, don't test that.
I'm not trying to test it. I'm just saying.
He split his head open back in October of 2015 when he was, I guess he would have been probably 91. So he had a pretty nasty fall that time. And so this time.
That was on a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't remember too much about it. I remember vaguely hearing that he'd been taken to the ER. Anyway, he spent a couple hours there, underwent a bunch of tests. He's okay for, 93. Here's a picture of him. He's looking older.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's looking like he's got the 90s.
Yeah, he's got that old man look.
Mm. You remember Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna had a kid together?
Yeah.
I kind of forgotten
Dream?
About that.
What's the name of the
kid?
Dream.
It is Dream. Sad that there's no... It's a TV show. They had a kid.
They've broken up.
They were never even really together. She just rode him for popularity or whatever and for a payday.
He was looking, better when they were together for a little while. Like she kind of whipped his ass into shape, but man, he's
But you could tell by some of those correspondence things that broke in the news that she was just there to for whatever, for the pub.
Are you texting bitches? Yes or no? So they showed up at Disneyland for Father's Day.
Together.
They did, with their 7-month-old daughter, Dream. Doesn't she have another kid, too? Triumph for royalty or top of the heap or something?
Right. Yeah, with Kylie's old boyfriend.
Tyga,
right.
Yeah. What the hell is that kid's name?
7 months is a little young to be enjoying
Agreed.
Disneyland.
So it almost feels like... They just wanted to spend the day together.
King Cairo.
King Cairo?
Cairo.
King Cairo.
Or they wanted some pub.
Right. They've been out of the news long. Well, she did. I mean, he's a dude who just hangs at his house or in and out at 2 a.m. She looked fantastic. Her hair's all looking great. She's got a pretty little dress on.
You're into it?
Well, she gussied herself up for the day. He's got a pair of black shorts and a black shirt on. With an LA cap on. So they were, of course, it's them the whole time. So they ride alone in the car. I don't know. Maybe this is their cameraman. I'm not sure. There's one other dude in the car on this ride that they're on. But everywhere they go, I'm sure everyone's taking pictures of them. And, it's not like you can be even a small scale star and be at Disneyland and not get watched the whole time. But anyway, good for them for hanging together.
I'm going soon, too. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, and you're taking listeners with you, too.
It's going to be so fun, you guys.
And you'll be broadcasting from one of they have a bunch of radio setups there. So we'll be able to, it'll be like you're here.
Yeah, I'm into it. I can't wait.
The Foo Fighters performed in Iceland on Friday. And Dave Grohl brought his 8-year-old daughter, Harper, on stage to play the drums. I guess she told him about 2 weeks ago, you know what? I think I want to play the drums.
And he said, I love that name, Harper.
Anyway.
She's got to be so pumped.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So cool.
That'd be pretty good.
And your dad's right there, so you don't have to be that nervous, right?
He's got you. So there you go. She was fine. 8-year-old little Harper Grohl.
Grohl's doing it right. That guy seems to be having fun, whatever he does.
Yeah. He really does.
There's other good musicians where you go, Jack White just doesn't seem to be enjoying himself.
That is exactly who I thought about. He's really good. He's miserable.
But it just, no matter what he does, he still has that
puss on. Like, I'm just too good for this. It's like also the guy from the Smashing Pumpkins always strikes me as a dude who's just not having fun.
Yep.
You know who is having fun? Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something.
Who's he dating now?
No, it's not about that. But you're Leo DiCaprio. You know what you don't want? Trouble. You do not want, because you don't need anything upset in the apple cart. He has got the best apples.
Yeah.
He is living the life. So I guess when he made Wolf of Wall Street, turns out some of the financing for that movie came from a super shady source.
Are you serious?
Like a whole money laundering thing. Yeah. So he has voluntarily surrendered several works of art worth millions of dollars and an Oscar statuette that once belonged to Marlon Brando to the U.S. government. It's an ongoing investigation into a money laundering operation connected to the Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. He had to give back a Picasso painting valued at about $3 million, a Basquiat collage called Red Man One valued at about $9 million. Some photograph, Diane Arbus photograph, valued at $750,000, and the Oscar that Brando won for his performance in On the Waterfront. So these were apparently gifts from Malaysian financiers connected to Riza Aziz, who's the co-founder of Red Granite Pictures, the thing that produced Wolf of Wall Street. They've been investigating whether Aziz assisted the prime minister, who's his father-in-law, in embezzling about $4 billion. Some of that money was used to finance Red Granite and several of the company's films. The paintings and photograph were included in some kind of forfeiture complaint that was filed last week. But DiCaprio said as soon as he heard that there was anything on it, he immediately called someone at the government and went, I got some stuff from these guys. What do I need to do to
It's in a wheelbarrow in my front yard.
Get this stuff out of here. I don't want any trouble.
It's out on the sidewalk. Come get it. I don't want anything to do with it.
I guess last July he heard about this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get it. What was that?
Sorry.
Oh, Hooman, are you doing sound effects now?
No, I'm trying to see who he's dating right now.
Oh.
I'm reading.
Oh, my God. I'm dating Leonardo DiCaprio. That's great. Anyway, he got these things. He was actually planning on auctioning them for some charity auction to benefit his foundation. But he, as soon as he caught wind of this, he was like, I got some stuff from them. Uh-huh. Come and get it. I want to continue being Leonardo DiCaprio my whole life.
Right.
Just don't want any trouble. Oh. American Idol has its sights set on judge number two for the reboot, and it's Lionel Richie. Oh.
Are you serious?
I think he'd be a great choice, actually. Certainly.
You do?
Yeah, he's had a long...
He's a really nice guy.
And he's well-spoken, and he's, you know, that's a guy who has years of experience he could draw on. I think it's great. They say he's very outgoing and makes him good for TV. That's who they allegedly are trying to get. How much can they afford to pay him, however? They're paying Katy Perry $25 million to be a judge.
And Seacrest.
Seacrest is probably going to get between $10 and $15
million. Exactly. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking six.
I don't know.
This show so far has one season written all over
it. No kidding. But they're not going to be able to afford to do anything. So... Yeah, I don't know what they're going to offer him, but that's supposedly who they're thinking. I've heard all kinds of different names floated. But look, that's a guy who's been in the industry forever. He would actually be a great mentor.
I agree.
But they're not to mentor. They're really supposed to judge these people. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he's not going to be a mean guy.
Right. So who,
Neither
you've heard
Katie.
Names? Who else would be the mean person?
Nobody that I've heard who would stand out as a mean person. I've heard other, who's the dude...
Have you
I
heard
love.
Adam Lambert?
Because
his name seems to be everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Even he won't have a stomach for it. He'll say he does, and then he'll do it. And
they'll boo him one
time.
They'll
boo him, and he'll be like, you know what? I don't need that in my life. Right. We're all winners here.
What about, like, David Lee Roth?
Even he, I don't think would. It's hard to be mean. Like, that was the great thing about Simon. He did not give a rat's ass what he was going to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest. That was absolute
Lionel's
crap.
Had some serious eye surgery, too.
Yeah, well, he's looking tweaked. But, you know, that's what they do in Hollywood. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know. I can't stop looking at Lionel Richie's eye surgery.
Oh, okay.
I'm stuck. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. It's a wonderful Monday. Hooray. It's 8:36, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Sam's Club. This is the part of the program where we stoke out a bunch of over 21-year-olds. We'll start with caller number 9 and take 10 callers. Each of you will get a pair of tickets to our live secret show next Wednesday evening. We're super excited about this. This is our third year back at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, the ultimate wine country destination. And if you'd like to join us right now, call 800-400-3697. You have to be over 21. We'll take 10 callers, give each a pair of tickets. We'd love to have you. Consider booking a room. This one doesn't come with a room. Consider booking one so that you don't have to go in. You know, you hang out, you do the pool party, you get a place to crash. Come on. Call now, 800-400-3697. Make this your best fourth ever with delicious savings at Sam's Club. Save on charcoal, juicy pork, baby back ribs, apple pie, and more. Stop by or visit samsclub.com today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the MontereyBayAquarium.org. Here's what's happening. It's really hot.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
High temperatures in 9 San Francisco Bay Area locations were new records for Sunday's date.
Oh.
San Rafael, it reached 105.
Damn.
Moffett Field hit 100, beating the record of 95. 106 in Livermore beat 105 from 1918.
Oh.
103 in Kent Field was 1 degree higher than the previous record set in the 40s. San Francisco got a record at 88. So anyway, it's all-time hot.
It's blazing hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you have to do to keep cool. Usually freezes water bottles and sticks them in the right places.
It keeps me cool.
Mm. They say run your wrists under freezing cold water if you can, because that's, you know, the veins are really close to the surface right there. It cools you down.
It's where cools
your blood.
Thinnest skin is?
Supposedly. Real close right there.
All right.
Vinny, I was looking up on PG&E, their website for cooling centers. There's some around the Bay Area.
Oh.
So just go to PG&E and maybe put /cooling centers. And look up for the old people, the kids, and the animals.
Yeah. And the homeless people.
Yeah. Things.
Watch out for them.
Travelers could experience some major delays on their summer vacation plans because of the intense heat in Phoenix. Daytime highs were above 120.
That's unlivable.
And American Airlines is encouraging its travelers to change travel plans at no additional cost if they're planning on flying during the hottest part of the day. Because they fear they won't be taking off.
Because their tires will have melted into the tarmac?
How's that?
That's incredible. My friend lives there. Hope he's staying cool.
Did Yeah Right go to the Electric Daisy Carnival?
He did not.
Oh, that's I've never too bad. He missed a big party. Yeah. There was a huge party in Vegas. It's called the Electric Daisy Carnival. It hosts thousands for dancing and the music and the...
Is that a 21 and up
and the drug doing. Yeah, oh. I guess it's just crazy because... let's
like
see.
A
there's
big
over
rave?
135,000 attendees.
Jeez.
Oh, and... the arrest list is unbelievable.
Oh, really?
During the first night of the carnival on Friday, there were 443 medical calls that required 6 to go to the hospital, 29 felony narcotic arrests, and 118 people were thrown from the festival.
Oh.
That's the first night.
How long was this thing going on?
It went on all weekend. In fact, they say there's traffic as people try to leave there now.
Wow.
Never even heard about that.
There was another element that it was taking people 4 and 5 hours just to get inside.
Oh. And I'm sure it was blazing hot there this weekend, too.
Saturday, 305 medical calls, required 5 to head to the hospital, 27 felony narcotic arrests, and 77 people were thrown.
By thrown, do you mean kicked out?
Yeah, kicked out.
But they're like groping people on ecstasy or something?
I don't know. Jumping barriers, who knows what kind of crazy behavior. But there you are. You've put all this energy into getting out to the Electric Daisy Carnival, and now you're in the parking lot.
That is too bad. Super. All your plans are dust in the wind.
That's a bummer.
That is, you know, you're just looking forward to a good time, you know. You've got your pacifier, your lollipops, or, you know, you're going to rave. It's going to be awesome.
One of my favorite stories about one of my good friends growing up, Scotty, this is kid I lived with forever. He and I went to Iguanas in Tijuana to see Pearl Jam, and this is when Pearl Jam had just put out their second album. They were as big as they ever been, and they were going to do a show in Mexico, and this is when he still climbed all over stuff and jumped off. This is the show where he jumped off the third floor balcony backward into the audience.
Catch me.
It was an epic event that I think of all the time. And there we were. We were in our seats on this balcony spot. And Scotty goes, I can't take it. I got to go down there. And he leaves, and I don't see him again the rest of the night. And then when I'm leaving the show by myself, just so amped, like, oh, that was so epic. And there he is sitting on a curb. He was thrown out 2 songs in.
Oh, poor why? Scotty.
Some dumb thing. you know, down there trying to get to the front row, got into something. They threw him out, and he missed the whole show. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, only waited for you on the curb. I'm sure that was fun, too.
There he was, drinking a beer on the curb. Good job. Dummy. Brazilian butt lifts. You ever had one?
No. What does it involve? I don't need my butt lifted. It's over for me. I'm not worrying about where my butt's at these days, you know? Who cares?
You worry more about your yard than your butt?
Way more. I don't care about my butt.
Why?
I just don't care about it that much.
All right.
Like, you know, it's never been a great butt, and I'm certainly not going to try at age 50 to get a Brazilian butt wax lift whatever it is.
It sounds like this is what the Kardashians do. It's where fat is removed from one part of your body and injected into the butt cheek.
Well, I think they're removing it from their thighs because they have like these big bubble butts and then these tiny little skinny legs.
I've wanted to believe forever that this just is not true. It's just a rumor. No one really does this. What?
They do it.
But a 33-year-old woman named Natwina Clark.
Natwina?
Natwina.
Oh.
Natwina?
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 I don't know.
Natwina.
Let's go with that.
Natwina Clark was hired by the city of Gainesville, Florida back in 2015. She's 33. A few months later, she started embezzling money from the city.
Oh, goodness gracious.
She managed to siphon off $93,000. Between November of 2015 and March of this year, she funneled payments from city credit cards into her PayPal account.
Oh.
And $8,500 of that money
went
to a Brazilian butt lift.
How's her butt look?
I don't have any pictures.
That's not in the mugshot?
It's not. She also paid her bills, bought groceries, and other random stuff, including a TV. She was caught and fired back on March 21st while she was on a cruise. Which you can imagine was...
She paid for with the embezzled money.
Natwina?
Are you looking at her Brazilian butt lift?
No, I just see her mugshot. She's a large black woman.
Not too bad looking. With no eyebrows.
Yeah,
no
she draws
eyebrows
those
at
on.
All. Yeah. She looks sad. She got caught.
She's facing felony charges for larceny and fraud.
Yeah, don't, you know, try to resist the embezzling. It doesn't seem like it ever really works out. Although we really only hear about the people who get caught. So I don't know. Maybe he's working with some
people. You know what? Try to resist the Brazilian butt lift, too. You don't need it.
Yeah.
I would say...
I'm resisting, Vinny. Thank you for the words of encouragement.
Try to have a better attitude about your butt. You don't have to act like you've thrown in the... Just say, I like my butt.
It's fine.
I've been sitting on it for years and it works fine.
It supports me just fine. I try not to think too much about it.
And you're a married guy. You can be all, hey, my husband loves my butt. It's
sure.
fine.
Dude's into me. What do I need? I don't want to be more attractive. He'll be into me more. Oh, my God. Yesterday he texted me. He's like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see you. How I'm going to do this. I'm like, okay, yay. Can't wait. Come on home, honey. I'll butter your biscuits real good. You know, whatever. Sent him an eggplant emoji. You know, it makes him happy. He always sends me the lips, you know. I'm like, oh, God. Not the lips. Now I know.
Oh, that he's expecting that?
Oh, yeah. He's telling me. Never mind.
Go ahead.
We're listening.
We're already
listening.
Here.
He said something like it's going to be gross. So that's hot, you know.
What's going to be gross?
The whole experience because he's horny. Hold on.
I'm covered in fish smell. I don't understand.
I said something like, don't get herpes. Miss you too. Have a blast. Don't get herpes. That's the last thing I'm looking for. Only you, baby. I'm coming home hot, meaning horny as hell. Yeah. Said, I'll get you real good tomorrow. Get ready. It's going to be gross.
Said, okay, I know. That's cute. Yeah. And it's going to be so hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's too hot for that stuff.
What time is he coming home?
Well, he's supposed to be home at about 9:30. So, but I haven't heard from him yet.
This morning or tonight?
This morning.
Oh.
So he'll be home hopefully when I get there.
There's a 63-year-old guy in Bradenton, Florida named Nicholas Dibble. He's been having issues with his neighbors. He claims the guy across
Dibble.
Dibble.
Nicky Dibble.
Nicholas Dibble.
Okay,
but
trouble.
Sure.
Okay, go on.
He's been having issues with his neighbors. He claims the guy across the street is a drug dealer and that the woman next door is running a brothel out of her house.
Oh.
He's got the worst neighbors in the world.
Is he just paranoid?
Could be.
Or are they really drug dealers and brothel runners?
The thing he's really worried about is his mail. He claims someone's been stealing it. So earlier this month, he decided to catch him in the act by putting a mousetrap in his mailbox.
Oh, I wonder who he caught.
Your guess is right. He caught the mailman.
Oh, the poor mailman.
He said he was planning to tell his mailman about it. Oh, his mail lady.
Mm.
She came at a different time than her usual time, so her hand got caught in the mousetrap, and she called the cops. She could have had him arrested for battery, but decided not to press charges. But the U.S. Postal Service did say this. We'll not be delivering mail to you anymore.
Oh.
You can come pick it up.
Oh. Well, that solves his theft problem.
I got no way to get there, and this is a huge inconvenience. And they said, yeah, we don't care.
You put a mouse trap, and it caught our mail person.
You can figure out how to get here. You all right?
Yeah, I hit my hand.
Okay.
That is, right? That's his own fault.
Yeah, I agree. Snortable chocolate has been around in Europe for a long time.
Who wants that?
But it's here now. The product is called Coco Loco.
Sounds like a sinus infection waiting to happen.
And it's processed cocoa powder that you snort just like cocaine.
Does it do stuff to you like cocaine?
No.
So there's no point to this.
You don't really taste the chocolate when you snort it, but the people who make it say it gives you the health benefits of dark chocolate without any calories.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Is it safe?
I don't know.
It's not approved by the FDA because of the loophole that it's not really food you eat. So they don't look at stuff like that.
They should look at it.
Experts say there's a chance it could cause sinus problems.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, you're crazy if you're snorting stuff up your nose. That isn't meant for that.
Wait, what?
The guy's got a rolled up dollar bill and lines of cocoa laid out in front of that. It's so stupid. Anyone, you know what? If you're doing this, you deserve a sinus infection.
A container with 10 servings of snortable Coco Loco is on sale right now on Amazon for $25.
That's money well spent, you idiot.
I didn't buy it.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Alice family. My mom and I are daily listeners and love you guys.
Aw, thank you.
Today I can't be with her, but today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Oh, happy birthday, Amanda. Yay. I hope you have a great day. Special day. Your ice cream doesn't melt. Your cake and ice cream. Cake and ice cream.
415 says, Sarah, if you love lobster, you should try these lobster sticks at the fair. It's like a corn dog covering, but on lobster. It's so bleeping good.
Oh, I'll
would,
try that.
Would you? You would?
Sure. Try that. I like corn dogs.
I worry about any fishy type thing being
too
long.
I know what you mean.
I don't feel like the best lobster ends up on the lobster stick at the fair.
It's the subpar lobster.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. I'll try it.
You know what I mean?
I expect to get sick from the stuff I eat at the fair, so I'm not, you know. I was going to get sick anyway. Might as well get sick on lobster. You're doomed. We always go at dinner time, too. It's always like, oh, well, let's go get some bad fair food. All right.
Oh, my God. I'm with you on this, Sarah, says 707. When I see or hear of lobster, all I can think is glorious butter-battered lobster meat. Don't worry, Sarah. We want to eat the lobster, too. You're not alone.
That's good to know. I know the rest of you are like, think I was mean because I want to eat the 22-pound, 132-year-old lobster, but, you know, I have no soul, so it shouldn't surprise you.
Lobster or steak?
Lobster.
Lobster or tacos?
Lobster. How about lobster tacos? How about steak? It's like turf and surf. What is that called? Surf
no,
and turf.
We're not doing that. Lobster or macaroni?
Oh my God, lobster. This like lobster.
All
lobster
the way.
Wins.
I agree.
Yeah.
Over everything?
And you agree too?
Yeah.
Lobster over everything?
Mm-hmm. Lobster over every other food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lobster's the best.
Yeah.
Over tacos?
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it in tacos.
That lobster
was,
over
that
eggs.
So good. Lobster.
Lobster.
Oh, that's so
but
weird.
I can only eat so much lobster.
Right. Well, that's why it's nice that you only have it once or twice a year, you know, and it's special.
Oh, by the way, I meant to do this and I just forgot. You know, we were so caught up in the basketball playoffs and now they're past.
Yeah.
And I just thought we'd do a quick check on Major League Baseball as we have two teams in the area that are both currently in last place.
Oh, aww. God.
Just so you know, the A's are in last in their division in the American League West. And in the National League West, the Giants are in last place.
That's, boy, it's actually surprising.
But it's right.
Come on, guys.
They're in last by a lot, too, the Giants.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
The Rockies have 46 wins, and the Giants have 26 wins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're 19 and a half back.
That's terrible.
That's the latest.
Well, thanks for catching us up, Vin.
Right.
Great news on a Monday.
We'll do the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.